All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hoi Ange Shachrach from the Intlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show today. We have a special guest coming in from California. We have some of our usual co-hosts with us. We have our Lady Fahima. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. I'm just so delighted to be here.
And we also have Charlotte, one of our other producers.
Hello, I'm Charlotte. Nice to be here.
And what was the name of your program?
Oh, yes. I have my show right after this show. It's on Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m., called Call Me Negotiator, which is a cross-cultural focus show.
Yes, all right on. Also, we have my brother Shkwai Shachlach coming up from Gwaishkina too, and he'll be joining us later. But yeah, we have a special guest coming in from California, Dr. Nozari. And he's a very special...
Dr. Nozari, yes.
He's a very special, beautiful, wonderful humanitarian person. And we're looking forward to hearing from him. And would also like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from China, from Japan, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, special place. So today is January 15th, halfway through January 2026. And it's pretty awesome outside. It's beautiful, sunny. And our subject for today is going to be on natural law. And yeah, we're looking forward to that. We have some special music picked out for Dr. Nozari. And we're going to start off with some Zenith Apex. We also have Nancy Sinatra. We have Justin Johnson and also 331 Iraq. And yeah, stay tuned for all that. So we're going to start off with some Zenith Apex and get this show on the road. And enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
right, we're back. That was Zenith Apex and some very beautiful music we picked for our special guest today, who is a very world-renowned doctor, Dr. Nozeri. And he's a person that has graduated from the University of Brussels in Belgium. He has a PhD in biology and health sciences at the University of Rennes in France. And he's advanced periodontics program at the University of Southern California. Also, he's got 150 research publications. And he's the director of University of Southern California. And it's just pretty amazing and wonderful to have someone with such high prestige to come to our radio program and have join us on live from California. And is he on with us right now?
Hello? Please, yes.
Oh, he is? Okay. Can you hear us?
Testing it. Please test it.
I'm trying to test it here. Can you hear us?
Dr. Nozeri, can you hear us? Dr. Nozeri, can you hear?
I think it's because of this.
Is this supposed to be off or on?
Hello, hello, yes. Dr. Nozeri, are you? Yes, yes, yes.
I can't hear him on our end, so
there are some a little bit some technical problem on with the. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just trying to. We do have him on with us, but we just can't hear him through our phone line. So. Yeah, we're just trying to get that rectified. In the meantime, I got very fascinated with his knowledge of combining biology and health with nature, with indigenous people in North America and South America and probably all over the world. We have a special connection to nature, and many tribes call it natural law. So it's just a combination of connecting with wildlife and the four directions that we call the medicine wheel, which is the emotional, the mental, the physical, and the spiritual.
Jesse.
So, we're trying to get our connection settled here. It's always been a challenge here, but bear with us, everyone. I'm sure that we'll get it online soon and hear the wonderful words of Dr. Hissam Nozeri.
Yes.
So, we have a specialist coming in right now, and he's going to connect us to the phone.
It doesn't come on the...
Yeah, he's on the line right now, and we're...
But we can't hear him.
Yeah, he should be on there right now. And... Yeah... Yeah, for some reason it's just not going through right now. That's the thing sometimes with technology.
Could we try calling them back?
You can try it, yes. We're going to try to get this sorted. And in the meantime, we'll listen to the... Listen to some music here as we wait. Okay, maybe it was because our mics were off.
This okay. phone always had problems.
Yeah. We've always had issues with it.
Okay, no.
So we're going to try a different avenue and bear with us, everybody, and we're going to get this sorted. We have Dr. Nozari on the line with us, and we'd love to do an interview on natural law. I was so intrigued and fascinated with your work with biology and connecting it to nature, and because a lot of Native tribes in North America, South America, all over the world, actually, we have a strong connection to nature, and a lot of us, we say, we're connected to natural law. So we'd love to hear your input and in-depth knowledge to what natural law means to you.
That's a really good question. And to answer that question precisely, we may have to go back to about 14 billion years ago, when our universe really started. And it really started from nothing. But when I say nothing, it wasn't really nothing. Mm-hmm. It was empty of anything that you can imagine.
Mm.
But anyhow, for reasons that we are not clear about, that was the time that our universe started, really. And it doesn't mean that our universe is the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about our universe.
Mm.
And then we have laws. This universe has laws, natural laws. And laws are universal principles that we are using to describe our universe. And science is one of our best achievements. And we are using science to describe those laws, if we can, using mathematical formulas. Mm. Laws like, for example, thermodynamic laws, like electromagnetic forces, like strong nuclear forces or weak nuclear forces. Now, or certainty or uncertainty. When you are talking about small particles, you are talking about uncertainty. It's inherent to small particles and the way they behave. And like big objects, that they follow more certainty, if you want. Mm-hmm. Or if you're talking about uncertainty loss, it's just mainly related to our weaknesses when it comes to measurements. So universal laws or natural laws are principles that we are trying to use to decode our universe. universe is so mysterious. We are trying to decode it. We are trying to understand it. We are going to try to describe the patterns that we see following our observations. But I said that we have to go back to about 14 billion years ago, more precisely 13.8 million years ago, when everything really started in our universe. And life came about 4 billion years ago, not before that, about 4 billion years ago. And with biology, with life, it had also its own laws, principles. Like, for example, transcription, when it comes to DNA molecule, cellular division, for example, they follow patterns, they follow regulations, they follow laws, if you want. So these are, this is natural laws. Where are they coming from? We really don't know. We really don't know where they are coming from. Yeah.
That's pretty strong stuff, when, especially when you're going back that far in time and doing mathematics and registering how far some of the stars are away from our solar system and planet. You know, it takes that much amount of time to get there and back, and it's just such a fascinating, wonderful thing. It makes me think of like quantum physics and just the things that we cannot explain, and yet we do have a certain knowledge, such as people like yourself and people that are, you know, connected through nature to decipher some of these things that, you know, it's not written down on a paper somewhere where we can pick it up and learn it. It's very complex and something that we need to almost be connected to the, like, a spiritual world or the abstract thoughts of the universe. And it's so interesting that from what I've heard from Lady Fahima and one of our other members that spoke about some of the things that you talked about from nature concerning things like communication of other species on the planet. And it really fascinated me to think about those things and realize that, you know, yeah, we're one of the dominant species on the planet, but there's other beings on this planet, and they have their own communication system, and some of them are probably even trying to talk to us and reason with us, and it's pretty something to imagine and realize that we're such an in a complex universe with other beings and entities and laws and physics that we can't explain, but it's wonderful to explore and listen to people such as yourself.
Thank you. You know, there is something you have to know. It's really interesting that the universe outside your brain, it may not be what you think it is. Let me give you an example. For example, when you smell something, smell is a molecule, a chemical, and you have receptors for that. And once the receptor catches those molecules, they send a signal to your brain. And in your brain is going to be interpreted. For example, oh, it smells so good. Or it's going to be interpreted, oh, it smells awful. Now, imagine if you did not have that receptor to begin with. You would never smell anything whatsoever. Or imagine if you have a different kind of receptor. Like, for example, for your cat, what is good smell for you, maybe bad smell for your cat or for your dog. So music has 7 notes. English language has 26 letters. Life has 4 letters. We call them nucleotides. So life uses 4 letters to create different animals, if you want. Now, we all share the same letters, all of us. you, a cat, or a dog. Mm. But an other brain, they have exactly the same neurons. The principles are exactly the same. There is no difference. That's why we are all cousins. Not you and I, we are cousins, but you and a plant or a tree or an eagle or a cat or a fish, we truly are cousins. Mm. They're connected.
Wow.
And that's why it's so important to realize that the universe outside your brain is not what you think it is. For example, at night when you look at the sky, it's completely dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's dark. But actually, universe is not dark. Mm-hmm. It's bright, even at night. But we do not have receptors for some other wavelengths. Mm-hmm. And because we do not have the receptors, we think that it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back, for example, in a cave. In a cave, sometimes you see thousands of bats. They are sleeping. Mm-hmm. Full silence. And darkness. But for you is full silence. And for you is full darkness. Because you do not have the proper receptors. For bats, they are singing, they are talking to each other, they are making noises. Unbelievable, they are singing. But for us is full silence and darkness. But not for them. Because actually they have this capability to see in darkness. That's why it's so important to realize that the universe is not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is for you, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Now, in science, we try to use laws to discover them so we can describe them, so we can describe these observations, so we can decode them if you want. But it's so important to realize that one, number one, we are all fabricated by the same four letters, the nucleotides. Insects, fish, human beings, plants, trees. No difference. Life started about 4 billion years ago. 4 billion years ago. Only unicellular. For millions of years. For millions of years. You and I, we are recent. We came on Earth about 100,000 years ago. If we go back about 200,000 or 300,000 years ago, our ancestors were called Homo sapiens archaic, old. Mm-hmm. If you forget about them and we come back to Homo sapiens sapiens, you and I, your listeners, it goes back to 100,000 years ago. But you have to realize that life has been there way before us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at an insect can also get angry.
Mm.
An insect can also think.
Mm-hmm.
An insect can also be revengeist. I'm sure you have seen it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That you bother an insect, it disappears and comes back after a few minutes with 40 other insects going after you. So nothing really came on Earth with humans.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes because of being selfish, we think that everything came with us. Even love existed before us. Ambitions existed before us. Motherhood, sacrifice existed before us. And still you can see it. For example, a sea lion easily is willing to stop eating and drinking if you take away her baby. Refuses to eat or to drink. Or routinely we see, for example, dolphins attacking sharks to save their friends, knowing that they have no chance, but to give them a chance to escape. Sacrifice and love. Love, you see it all the time. So, and we are not the only species with culture. In biology, culture, it means trans